minus 5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1. Fire.
Lights out, everybody.
The creaking door.
Dimension X.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Minus 1.
Dark fantasy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Horror, brought to you by Duane Old Time Radio. Sci-Fi and Horror features some of the best programs from the golden age of radio, including X-1, Orbiter X, Dimension X, Slot X's, Lights Out, Ray Bradbury, Dark Fantasy, and many, many more. Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
We're going to start the month of March with The Twilight Zone, or Twilight Zone. These are newer episodes featuring, hosted by the actor Stacey Keach. And this week we're going to listen to their fifth episode, The Night of the Meek. Can't find exact dates for these episodes, but this one aired in 2002. Again, this is from BBC Radio, The Night of the Meek.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
How much is this?
Shall I wrap it up for you, ma'am?
I got all my Christmas shopping done.
I need one more present for Uncle Fred.
Could you put a big red ribbon on that?
Ma, where is he?
He'll be here, Tommy.
How long?
Just a few more minutes.
I don't believe it. He's never coming.
Excuse me.
Yes, madam?
Are you the manager?
Indeed I am. Mr. Dundee, at your service.
Well, I have a question for you.
Gift wrapping? The customer service counter is downstairs on the first floor.
No, not there.
Oh, a special Christmas item. I'm sure we can find something. What exactly were you...
Listen to me, Mr. Dundee. See this sign?
What about it?
What does it say?
Santa will return at 6 o'clock.
It's almost 6:30.
Oh, yes. Well, you see...
And my boy's been waiting all year to see him. We can't stand in line forever.
I'll look into it, madam. Perhaps Santa has been detained. You know, so many presents to wrap up at the North Pole... I'm sure the boy understands.
You don't know my boy. Listen up, Dundee. If the guy in the red suit doesn't show in 5 minutes, we're going to another department store.
Really? That won't be necessary.
I want to talk to Santa.
How now, son?
Where is he?
Bartender, pour me another one, will you?
Coming right up. Hey, Corwin.
Yeah?
See the clock on the wall?
What about it?
You told me to tell you when it was 6:30? Well, it's 6:30.
That's exactly what it is. 6:30 on the dot.
So what happens now? You turn into a reindeer?
Would that was so. One more, my good man.
That's 5 drinks. No, 6. And a sandwich. You owe me, Santa.
Relax. I've got your money right here. Say, will you look at that?
Where?
Those two at the window. Little boy and little girl. Sad faces, don't you think?
Yeah, they peek in here, they see Santa getting plastered. Real nice. Go on, shoo!
That's not what's eating them.
What is it then?
They know there isn't really a Santa Claus.
No kidding.
Why do you suppose that is?
How's that?
Don't you ever wonder why there isn't a real one? For kids, I mean.
What am I, a philosopher? You know what your trouble is, Corwin? You let that stupid red suit go to your head. Here's your change.
I'll flip you for it. Double or nothing.
What do you think this is, Atlantic City? Come on, eat your sandwich and get out of here.
I've had enough to eat.
Where's my drink?
I'm coming.
Oh, ouch.
And keep your fingers out of the till.
All right, all right. Can't you take a joke?
I catch you doing that one more time, I'm going to break both your arms up to your shoulder blades. Now go on, get out of here.
What's going on?
Nothing, just Santa trying to hoist the joint. What's that for?
Your tip, my good man. Take it easy now. Ooh, snow's pretty slippery. I'd better sit down for a minute.
Mr. Santa?
Huh?
I want a baby carriage and a dolly and a playhouse and a job for my daddy.
What?
And I want a gun and a set of play soldiers and a big turkey for Christmas dinner.
You don't think... Oh, you poor kids. Don't you get it? I can't help you. I can't even...
That's okay. We can wait. We always wait for Santa Claus.
This is Mr. Henry Corwin, normally unemployed, who once a year takes the lead role in a uniquely American institution, that of the department store Santa Claus, in a road company version of The Night Before Christmas. But in just a moment, Mr. Henry Corwin, ersatz Santa Claus, will enter a strange kind of North Pole, which is one part the wondrous spirit of Christmas, and one part the magic that can only be found in the Twilight Zone.
And now, the Twilight Zone, and our story, Night of the Meek, starring Chris McDonald, with Stacy Keach as your narrator.
What is he?
This is so inconsiderate.
Here he comes, finally.
Will you look at that?
Why, he can hardly stand up.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
There you are.
Hello, boys and girls. Ho, ho, ho.
Corwin, you're an hour late.
I am?
1 hour and 9 minutes, to be exact.
Can you beat that?
Now, I advise you to get up on your throne without further ado.
I'm going.
And refrain from disillusioning these children any further.
All right. I'm going.
By showing them that not only isn't there a Santa Claus, but the one in this store happens to be a wino who'd be more at home playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I take your point, Mr. Dundee. Stand aside. Saint Nick is back on the job.
Go ahead, climb up on his lap. He won't hurt you, will you, Santa? You won't hurt my little boy. Go on, you tell him.
What's your name, lad?
Percival.
You're putting me on.
Percival Smithers. The third. My dad's name was Percival Smithers. My grandfather's name was Percival Smithers.
Oh, I get it. Well, I guess that's not your fault. So, what would you like for Christmas, young Percival?
A new front name.
That's a good one. A real good one. I gotta remember it.
Hey, Ma?
Yes, dear?
I smell something funny.
You do?
Yeah. And I know what it is, too. The same as Dad. Santa Claus is loaded.
Leave my boy alone.
Lady, I never laid a glove on a kid.
Oh, you've got some nerve drinking on the job.
Madam, I am mortally ashamed.
Oh, you should be. Come along, Percival. I hope this won't scar you for life.
Is there some trouble here?
Trouble? No, there's no trouble, except that this is the last time I trade in this store. It seems you hire your Santa Clauses out of a gutter.
Hey, who are you referring to?
Drunken sot. Come on, Percival.
Some Santa Claus? You don't even look like...
Mr. Dundee, that lady, has got a problem.
All right, everyone back to work. Back to your positions. And you, as for you, Mr. Kris Kringle of the Lower Depths, since we are only a few hours from closing, it is my distinct pleasure to inform you that there is no further need for your questionable services. You've had it. Now get out of here.
It'll be my pleasure.
Pick up your pay downstairs. Oh, and one more piece of advice.
I'm all ears.
Get that moth-eaten red suit back to where you rented it before you really tie one on and destroy it for good and all, you drunk.
Thank you ever so much, Mr. Dundee. As to my drinking, it is indefensible. You have my abject apologies.
Don't waste your breath. That just doesn't cut it with me anymore.
But I have feelings, you know? Plain old human feelings, same as anybody. And I find of late that I have very little choice in the matter of how I express my emotions. I can either drink, or I can weep. And drinking is so much more subtle.
Will you please leave?
But as to my alleged insubordination, I assure you I was not rude to that woman. Someone should remind her that Christmas isn't just barging up and down department store aisles and pushing people out of the way.
Or when I'm warning you.
Someone should tell her that Christmas is something quite different from that. It's richer and finer and truer and it should come with patience and love and charity, compassion. That's what I would have told her had she given me the chance.
My, how philosophical, Mr. Corwin. Perhaps, as your parting words, you can tell us how we go about living up to those grand Yule standards which you have so graciously laid out for us.
I don't know how. I wouldn't know how to explain it, especially to you. All I know is that I am an aging, purposeless relic of another time and place. A different way of life. And now, I don't know how it happened, but one day I woke up and found myself living in a Bernie rooming house on a street that's filled with hungry kids and shabby, scared people. Good people. Where the only thing to come down the chimney on Christmas Eve or any other day of the year is more poverty.
Keep your voice down.
And if you must know, another reason I drink is so that when I walk up and down the tenements, I can think to myself just for a little while that they really are the North Pole, and the children are elves, and I'm really Santa Claus, bringing a bag of beautiful things for all of them. Every last one.
That's enough out of you.
I wish, Mr. Dundee, on just one Christmas, only one, that I could see some of the hopeless ones, the dreamless ones. On just one Christmas, I'd like to see the meek really inherit the earth. So that's why I drink, Mr. Dundee, and that's why I weep.
Who is that guy?
Never heard anyone talk to Mr. Dundee like that.
Never heard anybody talk like that.
What in the heck is that? Sleigh bells? Yeah, sure it is. Better get home and sober up. Could have sworn I heard... Who's there? In the alley. Stop hiding behind those garbage cans. What are you afraid of? Come out so I can see you. Gave a start there, kitty. I gotta get sober. Look at the mess you've made. All right, I'll clean it up. Put the cans back in the bag. Lift it up. Put it back where it belongs. Wait a minute. What's in this bag, anyway? I don't believe it. It can't be. It flat out can't.
Excuse me, sister. Is this the Delancey Street Mission House?
It is.
Could I get something to eat, sister?
Will you take a seat with the others? Have yourself a nice cup of coffee.
Oh, sure.
Dinner will be served after the sermon.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, sister. God bless you.
Have a seat.
At least the coffee's hot.
Now sit down and take a load off.
The sermon ain't so bad.
No, it don't take long.
Here's a chair.
Don't mind if I do.
All right, what is this all about? You, the noise, the commotion, you. What is the idea of barging in and disrupting our Christmas Eve?
Begging your pardon, Sister Florence. I ain't touched a drop since last Thursday, and that's the gospel truth. But I swear to you right now...
You mustn't swear.
On account of I seen him with my own eyes. He's coming.
Who?
Him.
Him?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, I thank you for the thought.
He's coming up the street heading this way, and he's giving everybody their heart's desire.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Santa Claus?
Are you kidding me?
Pour yourself a cup of coffee. Black.
Merry Christmas!
I told you, sister, it's him.
Now, what'll be your pleasure this year, gentlemen? How about you?
Me?
Yes, sirree.
Well, I'd sort of like to have a new pipe.
Ha ha. Let me take a look at my bag. Here you go. A new meerschaum. How's that?
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly.
How about you?
A woolen sweater?
A woolen sweater you shall have. Size?
Who cares?
There you go. Next.
Some new shoes?
How about some pipe tobacco?
A carton of cigarettes?
Another sweater, maybe?
Slippers.
A smoking jacket.
Where did you get all these gifts?
Sister Florence, don't ask me to explain because I can't. I'm as much in the dark as anybody else. All I know is that I've got a bag here that gives everybody just what they want for Christmas. As long as it's putting out, let's see here. What do you need? How about a new dress, sister? All wrapped up with a pretty ribbon for you.
Well, we'll see about that.
Don't you want your present?
Let's open it for her. Well, looky, looky. An evening gown. And it's strapless.
There he is. There he is. That's the man.
What's your name?
Henry Corwin, officer. At least it was Henry Corwin. Maybe now it's Mr. S. Claus or Kris Kringle. I don't know anymore.
You're drunk, Corwin. Is that it?
Naturally. Naturally, I'm drunk. I'm drunk with the spirit of the Yule. I'm intoxicated with the wonder that is Christmas Eve. I'm inebriated with joy and with delight. Yes, officer, I am quite indubitably drunk.
All right. Hold on there. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. You can begin by handing over that bag of yours right now.
Wait a minute. You got no call to...
The bag, or I'm placing you under arrest.
You can't arrest Santa Claus.
I sure can. And I can arrest every one of you. So let's have that bag, or we're all going down to the station house. You hard of hearing?
I'm sure we can settle this.
Yes, we can, Corwin. And in a hurry. I'd like to see just one little thing.
And that would be?
Show me the receipt for all this stuff. Right now.
The receipt?
You heard me. Of course, you've got a receipt.
Well, go on, Henry. Show it to the policeman.
Sure, you got one, ain't you?
I'm afraid that's the one thing I don't have in this bag.
Sister Florence.
Yes, officer.
Collect all the stolen goods.
What stolen goods?
I put them in a pile over there. I'll see that they get claimed after I find out where he took the stuff from.
Gladly.
Come along, Santa.
But you don't understand.
Move.
I want to report a missing person.
Yes, ma'am. Fill out a report.
Do I get a phone call?
After you see the judge. Now sit down.
Can you take these handcuffs off?
Here we are. And here he is.
And there you are, Mr. Dundee.
Sit down, Corwin.
And there that is, all the goods you've stolen.
How nice to see you again.
And how nice it will be to see you, my wistful St. Nicholas, going up the river. Do you suppose he could get as much as 10 years, Officer Flaherty?
10 years?
Don't look good, Corwin. Of course, they might lop off a few months, if he was to tell us where the rest of the loot is stashed.
The rest of it? You think there's a storehouse of some kind where I go to replenish it?
Well, ain't there?
Why, he may have been looting and pilfering for years. Now I understand. That's why he takes this job every December.
He's been giving away stuff for 2.5 hours. Must have a whole warehouse full of it.
I'm glad you brought that up, officer. There's a little discrepancy here.
Little discrepancy? Is that what you call it?
Between this bag and what came out of it, did anybody see me go somewhere to fill it up? Because if they did, they're lying or deluded.
All right, you speak when you're spoken to, Corwin.
I'm just trying to clear this up.
Listen, you moth-eaten Robin Hood. The wholesale theft of thousands of dollars worth of goods is not a simple discrepancy. I wondered where my inventory went, and now I know. Let's take a look in the bag, shall we?
You go right ahead, sir.
Be my guest.
Though I can tell you right now, Corwin, that this whole affair has come as no surprise to me. I perceived that criminal glint in your eyes the very moment I saw you. I'm not a student of human nature for nothing. I've personally spotted hundreds of shoplifters in my store over the years.
I'll bet you'd try it, if you're any good at it.
Quiet.
And I can tell you that you fit the profile to a T.
Then why did you hire me in the first place?
Oh, an act of Christian charity on my part. I try and I try to do for you people.
What people?
And this is the thanks I get.
Maybe if you tried hard enough, I wouldn't need a bag like this.
All right, enough already. Mr. Dundee, you go ahead and you check in the bag. Believe it or not, I got other cases to handle here tonight.
It will be a pleasure to achieve satisfaction. To catch him red-handed, as it were.
Well, suit yourself, Mr. Dundee. Go ahead. Reach right in.
Who let that cat in here?
It was in the bag under all this...
We'll be adding cruelty to animals to the charges now.
Under what? Coffee grounds and empty tin cans? Looks like garbage to me, wouldn't you agree?
He must have switched it. Where's the real bag?
Mr. Dundee, you seem to have, put your finger on the problem. All your fingers, it looks like. Messy, isn't it?
Yeah, this isn't funny.
No?
Give me something to wipe my hands.
Well, I guess the bag can't seem to make up its mind whether to give out gifts or garbage.
Well, it was giving out gifts when I seen it. Whatever they wanted, Corwin was supplying. And it wasn't trash, neither. It was Christmas presents, toys, all kinds of things. Expensive stuff, believe you me. You might as well admit it, Corwin.
Oh, I admit it.
Well then, there you are.
But I believe the essence of our problem here is that we're dealing with a most unusual bag. One that is both more and less than it seems.
So you are some sort of magician con artist.
A magician? I love those guys. You know, this reminds me of a trick I saw once. Called himself Misto the Magnificent. Used to work down in Coney Island where they had those sideshows. He had a thing called a never-empty lotta. You know what a lotta is, officer?
What's your point, Corwin?
A vase. An urn, sort of. And he'd pour out water. Glass after glass full, till it was empty. And then he'd pick it up and start all over again. Couldn't figure out how he did it. But this bag here, I guess it's like the never-empty lotta. Only thing is, I'm no magician. I wouldn't know how to work it anyway. Whatever's going on, it's out of my hands. Some greater power is at work. I'm just the one who happened to be there at the right time and the right place.
All right, no more talk. I told you I'm a busy man. For now, Corwin, my advice to you is clean up this mess and get out of my police station before I find a reason to book you.
All right. If that's what you want, happy to oblige.
Just like that? You're letting him go?
My hands are tied. There's no evidence.
And you, Officer Flaherty, call yourself a policeman?
Hey, now.
Well, I suppose it's a demanding task to distinguish between a bag full of garbage and an inventory of expensive stolen gifts. Too demanding for a civil servant whose salary is paid by my store's city taxes.
You can believe me, Mr. Dundee. It's just like Corwin says. We must be dealing with something supernatural here.
Oh, in other words, all anyone needs to do is ask this man to make a little abracadabra for them, and no sooner said than done.
I don't know how it works, but I can
tell... Well, go ahead. Prove it.
I told you. I'm no magician.
Well, it seems miracles are the order of the day, aren't they?
Don't go getting sacrilegious.
You want me to drop the charges? Well,
Let's put him to a little test.
I can't just pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Oh, it's to be a rabbit now, is it? Instead of a cat?
If you'd listen.
Let me see. I fancy... Oh, how about a bottle of cherry brandy? Vintage 1903, if your mystical bag is in the mood to deliver.
1903. That's a good year, a very good year. Try this. I hope you like the gift wrapping. And as for you, Officer Flatter... Well, but I guess you two can share the bottle, can't you?
What in heaven's name?
Where did you get this?
Enjoy it, gentlemen. I'll be going now. And to all, a good night.
Well, let me open that package for you.
You go right ahead. No telling what's inside.
Well, would you look at that?
Is it a real bottle?
Looks like one. Feels like it, too.
It is a magic trick. It has to be. The old switcheroo. Either that or I'm dreaming, or I've gone completely mad.
Now, don't that beat all. 1903, just like you said. The card's even made out to you. To Mr. Dundee from Santa. Here you go. You look like you need it, Mr. Dundee.
Give me that. I don't believe it. It's cherry brandy. And a very fine one, I might add.
Just one more thing.
Yeah?
Would you mind terribly much passing the bottle before it's empty?
Funny. The bag isn't that heavy.
There he is! There's Santa!
Come on, he's got presents!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I want a jacket
and mittens!
And a train.
Diesel or steam?
No, electric.
And how about you?
I'd like... Well...
Go on, say it. What's your heart's desire?
A dolly, please.
And what color hair would you like, darling? Blonde, brunette, red, or what have you?
Anything's okay.
Here you go. Blonde hair, just like you.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. I love you.
And a toy for you... And one for you.
What's the matter, Santa?
Yeah, what's wrong?
This bag's getting lighter and lighter.
So, what's wrong with that?
Well, there's so many folks who need things tonight. I'm just worried about what happens if...
If what?
What happens if I run out of presents? There it is. Midnight. Could have guessed it.
Am I the last one?
You are. Last present. In this bag.
If someone else needs it...
Go ahead. I got mine already.
Well, if you're sure it's all right...
I don't see anybody else around, do you?
No.
Then here you go, ma'am. It's all yours.
Thank you so much.
I hope it's something you can use, my dear.
Oh, it is. A beautiful new blanket to keep out the cold. Thank you so much.
Don't mention it.
Yep, looks like your bag's empty, all right.
That it is.
So, what are you gonna do now?
Oh, I'll go on home, I guess. Nothing left to do.
Good idea.
How about you, old fellow?
Me? I can find lots of good places to sleep tonight, only this time I got these great big old socks you give me to keep me warm.
Hope they fit.
Oh, they're gonna fit just fine. Oh, hey, Santa, can I call you that?
Well, might as well. One last time. I kind of like it.
I was thinking...
That can be dangerous, my friend.
Well... It just ain't right.
What isn't?
What do you get out of it?
Well, don't worry about me. I have had the best Christmas of anybody ever.
With nothing for yourself? Not a single thing?
Just the best Christmas since the beginning of time. Their faces, the look in their eyes. Do you know something? I can't think of anything I want. Not a single thing.
Aw, quit joshing me.
I'm serious. When I look around, I think the only thing I ever wanted was to be able to do something like this. To be the biggest gift giver ever, so folks would feel a little bit better, at least for a while. And in a way, I've had that tonight. A real pleasure. I'm just sorry it has to end.
Sure, but you could use something.
Well, if I did have a choice, any choice at all of a gift.
Go on, you're entitled.
I guess I'd wish I could do this every year. Now, that would be some kind of gift, wouldn't it?
Lot of work, though.
It'd be worth it.
That'd sure be something. Well, you take her easy now.
God bless you, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa. Oh, and thanks for the car.
Don't mention it. Whew, am I beat. Now, how'd I get here? That's the alley. Guess I better put the bag back where I found it. What's all this? Looks like somebody's throwing out their Christmas decorations already.
That's no decoration. That's your sled.
Yeah, sure. A sled and a reindeer right here in the alley just for me. Somebody sure made the eyes look real.
He is real.
Yeah, about as real as you are, little fella. Little fella.
We've been waiting for you.
And I suppose you're going to tell me you're a real elf, too.
I sure am. We've been waiting for you to come back.
Say, where did you rent your costume? I never saw one look that good. Pointed hat, turned up toes.
Costume? I made this myself, by hand.
And the little bells? Must have been a heck of a party. It better be a costume, because I haven't had a drink in... Uh-oh. Oh, no.
What's the matter, Santa?
No, not me. You got the wrong guy.
No, I haven't. Did you hear what I said? We've been waiting quite a while, Santa Claus. Better get a move on. We've got a whole year of hard work ahead to get ready for next year. Ready?
Come over here.
Yes, Santa?
Pinch me.
If you say so.
Ow! You didn't have to do it that hard.
Are you ready now?
I don't know.
Come on, get in. There's plenty of room.
Where?
In the sleigh.
You sure you don't have the wrong person?
Oh, Santa, stop joking and get in. We're late.
I don't have to. I could turn around right now and go home.
If you do that, a lot of people would be very sad. Next year.
You wouldn't lie to me.
Elves can't lie.
Okay. Move over, Shorty. Now, how do you work these reins?
Good night, Officer Flaherty. Night, Mr. Dundee.
So long, fellas. My regards to everybody in the precinct.
And a Merry Christmas to you both.
Night, boys. See y'all in the morning.
Watch yourself out there. It's mighty cold.
Now, don't you worry about me. Tonight, I'm feeling no pain.
Going home now, Mr. Flaherty?
That I am. Going home, Mr. Dundee. Assuming I can find me way.
I'm sure you will. Left foot, right, left, right. Try to walk a straight line to the lamppost.
Where?
Over there. Hang on, I'll hold you up.
And you, Mr. Dundee, home is it?
Home, Mr. Flaherty.
Well, I'll walk you a ways, if you don't mind.
We could stop off for a nightcap.
Well, now there's a pub right around the corner.
That is a thought.
Just a nip, you know. To warm the soul.
For thy stomach and thy infirmities. Isn't that what the good book says?
I do believe it does, Mr. Dundee.
You know something else, officer.
Now, why don't you tell me? That's what friends are for.
That they are.
So go ahead now. Tell me all about it.
Well, sir, this is the most remarkable Christmas I've ever had.
You don't say.
Flaherty, did you see it?
Did you?
I thought I saw something.
What did you see?
No, you first.
Mr. Dundee, I don't think I'd better tell you. You'd report me for drinking on duty.
But you're not on duty.
True.
Go ahead. What did you see?
Mr. Dundee? It was that Corwin fella, playing his life in a sleigh with reindeer sitting alongside a
what?
One of his little helpers. So help me. All done up in proper costume. They were riding towards the sky, big as you please.
One question for you.
Yeah?
Did we drink a whole bottle of cherry brandy back in the station house?
Vintage 1903, but only one bottle.
The finest I ever tasted.
So I guess that's about the size of it then, isn't it, Mr. Dundee?
Flaherty, you better come on home with me. We'll make some hot coffee.
Yeah, and pour a little whiskey in it. We call that Irish coffee, you know.
Oh, I do know. And then we'll talk some more about all this. Sort it out.
What is there to say? If a man can't believe his own eyes, what can he believe?
Then, you will thank God for miracles, Mr. Flaherty.
That we will, Mr. Dundee. That we will.
A word to the wise, to all the children of our times, whether their concern be pediatrics or geriatrics, whether they crawl on hands and knees and wear diapers, or walk with cane and comb their beards. There is a wondrous magic to Christmas, and there is a special power reserved for little people. In short, there is nothing mightier than the truly meek. And so, a Merry Christmas to each and all, and to all a good night. From those of us here in the Twilight Zone.
More from the Twilight Zone after these words.
You are about to enter another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. Hi, this is Stacy Keach. I'd like to take a moment to tell you about our Twilight Zone website at twilightzoneradio.com. At twilightzoneradio.com, you'll find the latest information on these Twilight Zone radio dramas, including behind-the-scenes photographs, plus the newest product releases, trivia contests, ways to contact us, other Twilight Zone-related info and merchandise, plus links to other fascinating websites. So make your next stop twilightzoneradio.com.
Visit TwilightZoneRadio.com to purchase these Twilight Zone radio dramas on cassette and CD, or call toll-free 1-866-989-ZONE. That's 1-866-989-9663.
Night of the Meek, starring Chris McDonald, with Stacy Keach as your narrator, was written for The Twilight Zone by Rod Serling and adapted for radio by Dennis Etchison. Heard in the cast were Taylor Miller, Turk Muller, Doug James, Peter DeFaria, Peggy Roeder, Adam Tangway, Richard Hensel, Meg Thalkin, Lucas Ellman, Zach Gray, Carl Amari, Roger Wolski, Rick Peoples, and Lauren Patton. To learn more about the Twilight Zone radio dramas and to obtain audio cassettes and CDs of these programs, visit our website at twilightzoneradio.com. The producers of the Twilight Zone wish to thank CBS Enterprises, Carol Serling, Dennis Etchison, Dick Brescia Associates, Claire Simon Casting, Terry Jennings, XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Radio and Television Service, Sirius Satellite Radio, our sponsors, and our radio affiliates for helping make this series possible. This copyrighted radio series is produced and directed by Carl Amari and Roger Wolski for Falcon Picture Group. Doug James speaking.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what I'm doing, I ask you to please subscribe to my channel or channels. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, peace.